Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And I'm Dr. K DeRay-Raj. I'm a facial plastic surgeon, a skincare expert, a passionate longevity nerd. And today we're diving into one of the best, most exciting topics in metabolic health, women's health and aging. It's all about ketones. And you might have heard of them. Keto diets, biohacking circles, but let's take a deeper look about why ketones are a metabolic superpower, especially for women, especially for longevity, especially when it comes to controlling your chronic inflammation. So what are ketones? Ketones are small molecules produced by your liver when your body is in a low glucose state. Think about fasting, low carb diets, Ozempic, actually, and extended exercise. This is the state where you are burning sugar. Sugar, sugar, sugar for energy. Your body taps into sugar first, and then you finish all the sugar, and now your body taps into the fat stores and creates ketones as an alternative fuel source. And if you've ever exercised to that point or fasted to that point, and you've gotten to that fasting phase where you're through with your glucose and you're into your ketones, you know that it is ethereal. It feels like you're floating, you're clear thinking, your fresh mind. It's beautiful. Ketones are not just your backup battery sugar. They're a cleaner, more efficient source of energy. And they do so much more than just power your cells. For women, especially in your 40s, 50s, and beyond, they're really unique shifts in your hormones that can affect your metabolism and energy and your inflammation. Your estrogen is dropping, your insulin resistance creeps up, and hormonal balance is very hard to achieve. And you can get these energy crashes where sometimes you feel like overly satiated and like brain fog from all the sugar and carbs not being processed cleanly. But ketones are unique. Ketones bypass your insulin circle. That means they provide energy without the blood sugar roller coaster. If you're in perimenopause, menopause, if you have polycystic ovaries, this is a huge benefit for us. Ketones stabilize your brain fog. They reduce energy dips and mood swings, and they deliver just kind of clean, steady state burning fuel to your brain and your body. I love intermittent fasting, and most of 2020 and 2022, up to 2023, I was doing intermittent fasting all the time. And I think that puts me in such an energetic and focused state at work. I get to work, I just have a cup of black coffee, I kind of churn through the morning and I won't eat anything till 2 o'clock, and I'm just very streamlined in my thinking and super, super efficient. There's even evidence that shows that ketones can help you improve your mitochondrial function. That supports mental clarity, and we want to preserve lean muscle function. Women really need to do that and after perimenopause. So from a longevity standpoint, ketones activate some of the same cell pathways that you get with fasting and calorie restriction. You don't have to intermittent fast. You can take exogenous ketones as well. And you activate AMPK, you activate sirtuins, you activate PGC1 alpha. These are the guardians of cellular health, and they reduce your oxidative stress. It promotes your autophagy and mitochondrial efficiency of your cells. A lot of studies show that being in mild ketosis helps reduce risks of age-related diseases like Alzheimer's, cardiovascular disease, even some cancers. And they produce, when you use ketones for an energy source, they produce a lot less oxidative damage when they're metabolized. So sugar, when it burns, is fiery, creates so much oxidative damage. We call it glycation injury to the skin, to the blood vessels, to the neurons. And ketones, much less of this oxidative damage. That translates to less inflammation and slower aging. Remember, inflammation causes aging. We call it inflammaging. And so turning off that high power fuel of sugar and switching to ketones is great. I especially like ketones for suppression of the inflammasome pathways and inflammatory signals of your cells. And this is something that's going to benefit you over time. When you have a more ketogenic diet, you're eating cleaner. So you're having protein and veggies, greens and proteins. That's it. You're not having carbs, sugars, white sugars, you know, flowers, those kind of things cause all the fuel burn. So imagine switching to this fuel that gives you that cleaner, calmer inflammation and aging better. Not everyone can stick to this really strict keto type of a diet. So the intermittent fasting is a good strategy. We also call it time-restricted eating, where you eat certain hours and, you know, you'll do like an 8-hour window where you're eating, and the rest of the nighttime after dinner, after 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. and no food, that's 12 hours, and add another 4 hours till noon. If you're a tough chick, you can handle that. You get 16 hours of intermittent fasting. That's kind of what I'm trying to do. And the goal is to shift your fuel sources and create metabolic flexibility. So you do this flexible approach of intermittent fasting, strategic low-carb days, Monday to Friday. You eat really clean. You're 80% good. So it's like ketogenic diet 80% of the time. I'm having broccoli and chicken breast, you know, greens and proteins, and 20% of the time, a little bit of carbs added on. And then add exogenous ketones. When I know I want to be really sharp and thinking clearly for the day, you can drink ketones. You can have ketones exogenously. So that's the goal, the ability to shift between fuel sources as you need to, and know that you can shift into high gear as a woman and get rid of some of that brain fog, the kind of mood swings, irritability, inflammatory nature. If you're so curious about shifting your metabolic magic, I want you to try some ketones in your diet. That's kind of the junction of where beauty and longevity intersect, where you can start to do things behaviorally that change your genetics and change your metabolism and therefore slow down your aging process. You guys will be amazed what a little bit of metabolic magic can do. So that's it for now, guys. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K. You can listen to the podcast on Tuesdays. We do a longer one. On Fridays, a 5-minute Friday. And I want to teach you all the things to stay radiant, stay resilient, and stay metabolically flexible. You remember, you're in charge. The body you craft now is the future you that you're building. So I want to teach you these tips and tricks for longevity. And remember, it's all really about internal wellness to project external beauty. We can have it all, and I'm here to guide you for it. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.